Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Gary Sorok being back on the show. Gary is the president of Sorok Financial Services, financial planning and investments and insurance and employee benefits. He's the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? He's our good buddy Gary Sorok. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you here.
It's fun to be here, too.
It's like a dream.
I look forward to your show.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Gary?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Gary, the term the American dream is bantered around all my life. I've heard it all my life. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be front and center, even more maybe than it is right now, in the 2006 presidential election. Why don't you and I take a few minutes and see if we can define what the American dream is? What do you think it is?
Well, it's an interesting topic. It's why I'm writing my book on that. And The reason I think it's so interesting, Jim, is because it means something different to almost everyone I talk to.
Right.
And that's one of the fascinating concepts of the American dream. But when it comes right down to it, I still think it all centers around the word opportunity. I think this country provides opportunities that many countries don't around the world, and that is really the crux of the issue. It is a place where we can do things and experience things that other people have no chance to ever experience.
There's one thing in front of that, Gary, and it's, in my opinion, one of the things that I've thought a lot about over the years is our two concepts, freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
Freedom, I think freedom comes from God. I think liberty is a contract you and I give to each other. And we do that in America because we have a constitution. I think the constitution, the framers of the constitution, the founders of our country, took the blessing of freedom and turned and created liberty from that. And from liberty, meaning the right to own property, to pass it along, to accumulate wealth, to buy and sell, and to be who we want to be, educate ourselves, as you said, take advantage of opportunities. I believe all that comes from the headwaters of liberty. What do you think?
Well, I do too, and I think freedom and opportunity are pretty much the same word.
Yeah.
In this regard, because It's the freedom to do exactly what you said, the freedom to vote, the freedom to live where you want to go, the freedom to go to school, all of those things, the liberty, it just ties all together. They're completely intertwined.
And so the American dream for me was home ownership and ultimately business ownership. The American dream, and probably for you too, Gary, the American dream for someone else would be maybe multiple levels of education and a professorship or becoming a doctor or maybe going to community college and becoming a great mechanic or something. That's the American dream. But it was, as you said, it was the opportunity that they wanted to seize.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting. Some of the people that I wrote about in my book, a couple of them are quite unique. One of them grew up in Puerto Rico, a Puerto Rican girl gang in New York City in the Bronx. And her idea of the American dream was escaping America so she could escape the gang and establish a life. And then came back to America and became incredibly successful. Another client of mine, or another person I wrote about, actually was born in Johannesburg. And he escaped Johannesburg because every day he felt like he was going to be threatened, which, by the way, he was. So his idea of American dream was just coming to a country that was free, could walk down the street.
Just being here.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. Well, yeah. But still, and again, as we say, it's defined a lot of different ways. I do believe that there are a couple of pillars that are the American dream. One is, I don't think there's any question, one is home ownership.
No question.
And number two is professional self-determination. Professional yep. self-determination, to me, is the American dream. And there's one more thing that you probably don't hear very much about, but I think it's important, and it is unique in America, pretty much, and that is redemption. If you fail in America, you can be redeemed. If you fail in Europe, your children can't even be redeemed.
Ooh, interesting.
Redemption. I think that's
I never thought of.
That's
Jim.
A great American element. A great element of the American dream, in our opinion. We're going to come right back after these messages and talk to our good friend, Gary Surak. Gary Surak and I will be right back. If your money talk, that's his book. There's a new one I'm going to mention in a minute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.